The state is taking feedback on proposed new student achievement standards. Education Commissioner Michael Hanley is hosting meetings around the state and was in Fairbanks yesterday. The new standards will replace the current package developed in the mid-1990s and are designed to clarify what's expected of kids at each grade level. Hanley says they're based on a Common Core package developed by the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers.
One of the main reasons we reference them so heavily is because I recognize that no matter what standards we came up with in Alaska, we needed to prepare our kids at the same level of rigor that the rest of the country was preparing them, their children for, largely because those are the kids that our kids are going to be competing with.
Commissioner Hanley says the proposed standards for reading, writing, and math include some Alaska-specific alterations, but they do not reduce the level of rigor. He says the state has received a lot of feedback.
We've heard, why don't we just go to the Common Core, because everybody else is. In some cases, these standards are too hard. Why do our kids in rural Alaska need these rigorous standards? But we've had a lot of positive comments, a lot of positive feedback, both from the workforce and just from parents saying, good, thank you for raising the bar.
The new standards were developed with input from select teachers from around the state, including staff from University of Alaska Fairbanks Education Department. Assistant Professor Annie Armstrong says the standards challenge students with mastering essential skills like writing a multi-paragraph essay.
It's very specific in that the five-paragraph essay should be based around a point of view or a thesis, and it should have support in each paragraph. And that went all the way down to sixth grade.
UAF Education Interim Dean Alan Murado says the bar is set high to get students going early on skills they need to master by graduation. He says that's not currently the case with many Alaska kids entering UAF.
We find that a lot of students coming in right now need to take one or more of the developmental classes in mathematics or writing English, and hopefully this will help counteract that trend.
Not all students are college-bound, but achieving a certain level of proficiency is still important. Evelyn Edson, program director for Joel's Place AmeriCorps program for at-risk youth in Fairbanks, says she hopes new standards provide better structure for kids who need support.
I see a lot of kids who don't know how to do basic life skills as far as writing their resume, filling out an application to go in and get a job, and having the confidence that they know they have the skills to do it.
The Alaska Board of Education is scheduled to consider approval of the new standards at a meeting in June.